We're going to visit about the Erickson Public Library on the program today, joined by Mr. Z, Zach Steer, in the studio. Good
Hi.
To have you here.
Good morning.
And on the phone, we've got Rhonda Kelly, and good morning,
Hello.
Rhonda.
Good morning.
And we also have Candy Nelka on the phone, too. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning, Jim.
So we're all here. We're all set.
Yeah, we're all here.
And all library activity would have been outside because it's so nice this morning. Whoa.
Yeah.
It is nice. It is. Unfortunately, it's going to be warm. And you will be closed Monday. Just going to put that out
That's
there right.
right
away.
Yep. Closed on Monday. But next week, we're pretty excited. We've had a lot of character visits in these past 5 or so years. And so the one that we haven't had, because it didn't exist and now it does, is the pigeon from Mo Willems' bestseller. It's actually 20 years old, I think, this year. Don't let a pigeon drive the bus. And so we're really excited.
This just does not sound good.
Yeah, we're really excited. It will start on Tuesday, the 5th. We'll do a family fun at 6 p.m. We'll have the pigeon there. We'll do the story time. There'll be a craft. And then one of the books includes a duckling that loves cookies. So we'll have chocolate chip cookies there as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So on Wednesday and Thursday, the pigeon will be back at 10 o'clock. And then we're really excited that school has started and the pigeon will be visiting all public and parochial schools. So he'll be at Sacred Heart and Trinity Lutheran on Friday, and then at Ledges, beautiful new school, on Thursday the 7th. And so very grateful for all those partnerships. One thing is with the Boone schools, they're allowing us to – they're going to park a bus at Ledges, but we have to make sure that pigeon doesn't get on
the bus.
Yeah, and then our friends at Heart of Transportation will be helping us on Friday, both at Sacred Heart and Trinity, by providing a bus for that those programs as well. So pretty excited for its visit.
This is like a production.
It is. You know, I think there's 9 visits total. And so just trying to coordinate all that. And we're really grateful for all the teachers and the principals to help make this possible, because we know that they're really busy as well. So that is the main attraction for children's and family or anybody who loves those books. Since it's 20 years old, it's 2 decades now. So please come on out for that. And then the week of September 11th, we will have a story time with our friend Kyle on the 13th from Boone County Conservation. Pretty excited to have him come back and do some programs this fall. And then on the week of the 18th, some of the highlights there. And Rhonda's going to talk about we're bringing back a program on the third Wednesday, but I'll let her talk about that. We will have something on the 22nd. Music and movement is usually the first and third, the second and fourth, but next week we'll be with the pigeon. So on the 22nd, music and movement comes back. And what's really exciting is we're doing a music and movement challenge. And so from September 22nd through December 8th, they'll have a challenge log, and there'll be some activities to go along with that just to really help families engage through music and movement. It's very powerful, and there'll be incentives that will be included for that program. So that begins on the 22nd of September. And then the other really cool thing that we have going, a new pilot study through Noggin, which is Nickelodeon and Paramount Studios, were seeking out educators, and I jumped on board. We're educators, but we're informal educators, and so Noggin Time is where some of those popular characters on Nickelodeon are available, and so we're going to be modifying it a little bit with through an activity card, but we're going to be implementing Noggin in some of our programs. Families will be able to do stuff at home. Really nice thing is the library receives Noggin free for 1 year. Families who participate will receive it free for 2 months and then a discounted rate through Noggin. So we're really excited to be partnering with that, and that goes from September through December. So on the 20 19th, if they come on out for
Tuesday
that.
Tuesday the 19th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tuesday the 19th, they'll be able to do to learn more about that, and we'll begin that. And then we bring back Tinker Thursday on the 28th. And what's really nice is we received a really amazing donation through Iowa Farms. And so it's a STEM cart, and on that STEM cart, there's a circuit kit, and there are tiles. So I've never seen this kit, never tried it. So I thought we would break it out on the 28th, really for second through fourth graders, starting at 4 p.m. So those are some of the highlights for our kiddos and families. I have a few more things, but again, the after school programs, I will let Rhonda speak about.
I was going to ask you one thing, because we've heard, you know, the numbers that came out, the Department of Education did, the literacy numbers, and you have always been pushing forever since I've known you, more literacy, because learning, reading is a lifetime skill.
It is a lifetime. You know, we thank all of our educators and all the hard work that they do every day, especially in the area of literacy. What's so amazing about public libraries is, as I said, we're informal educators where learning happens outside of the classroom as well. Lifelong learning is a key part of our mission when we look at connecting and learning and growing together. And so, and there's all sorts of different ways to read. Right. So we have print material, we have audio coming to our programs. You know, we do multisensory. So, yeah, definitely early literacy, having that foundation early is critical and important.
So if you want fun things to do for the kids, get them started early.
Yeah, you bet. You bet.
So, Rhonda, you're going to tell us more about what program?
Yeah, we got lots of new things coming this fall and winter, but also bringing back some of our regular programming that's been successful. Today we are restarting yoga after our 30-day yoga challenge. And Fridays we are still doing online or in person. So Wednesdays is online only, but Fridays you do have the option to come to the library if you want a different space to do yoga in and to exercise and stretch those muscles. So and something new that we're starting, and this I'm really excited. I had a high school student come and want to start a book club. And so it is going to be teen-led, and it's based on the Warrior Cats book series, which is really popular with middle school students and some high school students as well. So that is starting today, and that's going to be every month on the first and third Friday at 5 p.m. And it's going to take place in the Teen Zone, which is on our main floor where our young adult books are. And so that's starting today. So if you're a fan of this book series or you're curious about it, you want to come out, come on out and be supportive of your fellow student who is taking the initiative and starting this book club, which I'm very proud of. So
that's good. That's good.
Yeah. It's nice to have them involved for sure. So, and the big highlight for us this month is we're having Swiftie September. So if you are a fan of Taylor Swift, come on out to Erickson Library this month. Unfortunately, she did not hit Iowa during her Eras tour. So we thought, well, since she didn't come to Iowa, we're going to bring a little Taylor Swift to Iowa ourselves.
Okay.
So the first early out Wednesday, as we did last year, there'll always be programs or something going on here for students to do. So our first early out Wednesday, which is next week, Wednesday, September the 6th, at 2 p.m., we are having friendship bracelets. You can come make a friendship bracelet. It was a very big thing at the Taylor Swift concerts. People would make friendship bracelets and trade them out, exchange them. It was a good way to meet people. So that's kind of what that's the theme we're going with, friendship bracelets, Taylor's version. So come on out, make a friendship bracelet. We are continuing with we previously called it Knit Night, but we actually have changed the title to Stitch Night, because it was always open for much more than people who just knit. People who crochet come out. We have people cross-stitching. We have people doing embroidery. So we thought Stitch Night was a little more appropriate to kind of make it the title more all-encompassing. So that is the first and third Wednesday of every month at 6 o'clock. So, and that is open to teens and adults. We do actually have some tweens and teens who come out to that program, which I think is wonderful. It's nice to see the younger component getting into that craft. So definitely open to different age groups.
Good.
And yeah, so the first Wednesday that we're having that in September is also September the 6th. So that's at 6 p.m. Continuing with our walking club, which we actually continued with all through the summer. So continuing that on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 9 a.m. Come meet the front steps of the library, and then we usually embark on about a two-mile walk, but we always kind of base it on who is there to participate, what their walking level, what their walking level is, and it's just a nice social time to get out, get fresh air, get a little exercise in. So we hope you can come join us, and that's open to all ages. We have families come out. We have, you know, kids with the parents, adults, seniors, so anybody is welcome to come out and join in.
We got that big walking thing coming up here in October, you know. We can build towards good, that.
Good way to get ready, right?
Yeah.
And a little extra incentive to to get ready for that. And then on Mondays, we are continuing with Mindful Monday. Of course, we are closed this coming Monday for Labor Day. But September 11th, we actually have a really special Mindful Monday program. We've previously done some programming for Mindful Monday on mindful eating, and just being healthy. And so we have a very special guest coming in. Her name is Alyssa, and her company name is called Planned Then Prepped. And she will be coming in to do a meal prep class. So just kind of teaching you how to use those ingredients you have at home and kind of prep out your meal plan for the week. So it's, you know, you don't have to worry about it. So that's great for families. But she, I mean, even if you were a household of one, it's very helpful information about how you can kind of just plan for your week food-wise. So that starts at 6 p.m., and that's going to be downstairs in the children's department in the story time room. And again, that's open to all ages. If teens want to come out, adults, families, come on out. Yeah, we're excited to have a special guest in person for Mindful Monday.
All right.
For that one.
That's good.
And then we have two other Taylor Swift programs. The Friendship Bracelet is the first one. We're going to be doing Taylor Swift Trivia on Thursday, September 14th at 4 p.m., and that's open to all ages, and we have some really fun Taylor Swift prizes. So come on out, win some prizes. And then we close off our Taylor Swift programming on Saturday, the 23rd. We're having a Swiftie dance party. So come on out. We'll be giving out some Taylor Swift stickers, and we'll listen to music and just have fun together. And if you have made friendship bracelets, feel free to come on out, trade those out with people if you want to do that. And yeah, and then the second early out of the month that Zach was referring to is we are bringing back Lego Club. We had a very kind patron donate a lot of Lego, so we are excited to have lots and lots of Lego blocks for you to use. And so that's going to be a regular monthly occurrence. So come out. We'll kind of present some challenges to you, have some Lego books out to give you some ideas. And, feel free. Like, we can kind of keep, if you started a creation but don't get to finish it that day, we can kind of put it away for you. If you want us to display your creation at the library, we're happy to do that. So we're excited to bring back Lego Club, and we've had a lot of kids excited about it, and that's open to all ages too. So if you love Lego, come on out.
Oh, and there are a lot that do.
That's... Yes, there are a lot of Lego fans for sure.
So that's interesting. I mean, did they just come and say, I've got these Legos and I'd like to give them to you? Or how do you get them?
Yeah, they asked if it would be something, and we did have some of our own Lego, but
sure.
Not as much as, it was a very generous donation, so it was great. So we're very happy to be able to use that here at the library. So,
all right. Good.
Yeah.
It's busy.
We're busy.
That's good. What about Candy? What do you got going?
Well, we want to let everybody know that September is the library card sign-up month, so we will try to be emphasizing that and urging you, if you don't have a library card, to come in and get one.
Mm-hmm.
Just need a photo ID with a current address or a piece of mail with your current address.
Okay, now let me ask you.
You can get one of those at any desk.
Let me ask you the hard one here. What if I haven't used my card for, quite a while?
That's okay. We can update your card, and you can keep the same card and number, or if you've lost your card, we can get you a new one, but that's no problem.
Come in and make use of it, huh?
Pardon me?
Come in and make use of it.
Yeah, that's right. We just want you to use it. So we'll, okay. It might say you're expired because you haven't used it for a while, but we can update that. It's no problem at all.
Okay. I'm ready then. Okay.
Beginning, I wanted to let everybody know that on the second Monday of each month, we have a variety of social services, social agencies that are at the library for free. They're drop-in programs. You don't have to register, but they're available for people if you have a problem, if you need to talk, if you have questions. Early in the day is Aging Resources is available, and Iowa Legal Aid, and the Iowa Center for Economic Growth. They're all upstairs from 9 to 3, and from 10 to 12, we have the Access Assault Care Center there on the first floor. They can help you if you have questions about domestic violence or abuse, and we have a private room that you can come in and don't need to register or anything. You just walk on in.
Okay.
And then also on the first floor, that later in the afternoon on the second Monday, is the Bridge Home is there, and they can help people with housing issues or homelessness. And 2 to 4, they'll be in the IMAC lab.
Okay.
The Tech for Beginner program is returning for roughly 6 months, and they'll be offered on Tuesday, September 12th, in the evening from 6 to 7:30, and then the same program repeats on Thursday the 14th in the morning from 10 to 11. So it gives you a few different time options, but the information presented is the same during the month. In September, they'll be discussing laptops. So if you have a laptop, sometimes it's easier to learn on your own laptop, bring it in mm-hmm. with you. If not, we have laptops available that we can let you practice on. And you do need to register, and you can either do that on our website calendar, or you can give us a call and we can get you registered.
Okay, good.
Then on the 13th in the evening at Herman Park Pavilion, we're partnering with the Central Iowa Jazz Combo. So we thought maybe we'd like to bring some more free music to our patrons and citizens of Boone. And so you can come on out to the Herman Park Pavilion at 6:30 on the 13th, and we'll have some tunes for you.
All right. They're back.
They're back, yes. Yeah. I think they're a pretty popular group here in Central Iowa, and a lot of people know who they are. So
they like
the weather's nice and cool. Come on out and give a listen.
You might bring a jacket that evening. We don't know, but bring your lawn chair, too. And yeah,
yep, that's a good time. That's right. Should be probably in and out before dark. So.
All right.
We do have two new programs starting up in September. They're monthly programs. They'll be the third Monday and the third Tuesday of each month. The Monday night is a dementia caregiving support group, and Heidi Kennedy of Sunrise Dementia Consulting mm-hmm. will be there to, we're just starting up a support group.
Okay.
So if you have someone in your life with dementia, and maybe you need some tips or you just need an hour to get away, come on out on Monday, September 18th from 6 to 7. And then she'll be back the next day at noon, from noon to 1, for a lunch and learn. And she'll be covering a different aspect of dementia each month. And in September, she's going to focus on your brain and senses.
Okay.
So she'll be talking about those things. You can bring your lunch if you like. We don't provide it, but you're more mm-hmm. than welcome to sit there and eat your lunch and listen to what she has to say.
All right, good.
Then, of course, we have our regular programs, Books at the Brewery on the second Monday of the month at 7. Come on out for that. We have book discussion on the 19th. I think the book they're reading, you want to say Black Cake, and it's available at the desk.
Okay.
Third Thursday at Hoover is on the 21st. They're starting up new programming. They had some recordings over the summer, but they have live programming beginning on the 21st at 6 o'clock. And they'll be having someone talk about his relief efforts. He was very focused on the health of children and making sure they had enough food. So they'll be talking about those programs and how he contributed to that
mm-hmm.
and all the way up to UNICEF, if you remember, of like Trick or Treat for UNICEF.
Yeah. Someone had to start it.
Someone had to start it, yep. And then Fresh Conversations, of course, is on Monday, the last Monday of the month, 10 o'clock in the morning. They'll be focusing on cancer. And so if you want to join me upstairs at the library, or you can get the Zoom link and you can watch it and participate from your home, or you can go to Eastern Star Wellness Center and participate there. And then we wanted to highlight for the friends that they'll be having a book sale upstairs on the second floor meeting room Friday, September 29th from 12 to 6, and then Saturday the 30th from 9 to 1. All proceeds benefit the library. You'll be able to pay with check, PayPal, cash, of course, mm-hmm. always is accepted. So those are some of the things we have going on in September. If you look at our calendar, the only day we don't have something listed is Saturday, September 9th.
It is. So I noticed that.
Yeah, if you cannot find something to do at the library, I don't know what to tell you.
And that's just for the things you guys have. It's anything just coming in and being a part of the library. That's there.
Yeah, just step in. You know, we had somebody last minute yesterday had to print some things off, and we were able to do that for them. And maybe you just want to read a magazine, look at a newspaper, come in where it's cool the next few days. So, yeah, stop in and see us.
You know, and I know you guys have covered a lot of the different things, and the same with Mr. Z, when the different programs and specials that you have coming. If people have questions, come into the library and ask. You can come in and ask.
Sure.
You can follow along on Facebook, because you're always updating information available there. And don't forget, if you come into the library, you can check out getting that library card thing done. So
you can, and you can also check out the bead catalog or the house plant swap. There's some lovely plants on there right now. And also the craft swap table, where there are tons and tons of scrapbook supplies right now. So if you're into scrapbooking, come in and take some home with you.
Stitch Night and everything else, too. So we're good to go.
One-stop shop.
One, and it is, too. Folks, it's at the Erickson Public Library. Again, closed Monday because of the Labor Day holiday, but then the only other day where something special isn't scheduled on Saturday. That's Saturday the 9th.
So. The 9th, yep.
But that doesn't mean you can't go in on the 9th and do that.
That's right. It just means we don't have anything in particular scheduled for you that day.
All right. Appreciate you guys joining us today. Thanks so much. Good to have you here and keeping us updated on what's going on at the Erickson Public Library. Thanks.
Thank you.